Once President Mbeki's position became precarious in his own country, once he lost his presidency, Mugabe would use that as an excuse to delay a lot of things around the agreement. Also, it's predictable that they will try and use the agreement to grab as much as they can and to try and maintain their dominance. The fact, though, is that if they continue on this route, this agreement will fall, and the crisis around their leadership and around the economy will deepen. So I think we shouldn't jump the gun just yet. I think we should wait and see what happens with the Mbeki initiative, because on both sides, they still need this agreement very strongly. The alternatives to it are severe for both parties.
Without the blessings of the EU, do you see the unity government succeeding?
No, I mean, it's clear that unless there's a legitimate agreement, and by that I mean a fair power-sharing arrangement, then the kind of international support that Zimbabwe needs to recover will not be forthcoming. And therefore, the agreement itself will be in severe jeopardy and the crisis will deepen.
But is ZANU-PF not right in saying that the sanctions must be removed so that the country can move forward?
No, I think what has to happen is that ZANU-PF has to first get on with implementing a fair agreement, and then there should be a phased engagement by the international community, a phased engagement which is linked to certain benchmarks of democratic change within the country.